This piece is called Signs of the Times by Safir Chuma Asafo, reporting from Pennsylvania Penitentiary at Huntington. Beware, the beginning of the end is here. So prepare for Tiananmen Square everywhere in total fear of global warfare, where modern clones of ancient Rome are superimposed over stolen thrones, where hated politicians and jaded religion shapes the decisions that enslaves and imprisons. As organized ill intentions and CNN's tainted journalism tell lies to our vision, they tamper with scriptures to reveal the sixth mark of the blasphemous beast, then handed us fiction to conceal the sexual acts of the Catholic priests, sealed beneath secret society, lethal injections, barcodes, and stolen elections. Illuminati is in war mode by way of deception. Even Columbine was a sign, as Bush ambushed the Taliban, the vote, and Saddam at the same time, not to mention the racial tensions and hate crimes, M-Clone and Enron. This is Sodom and Gomorrah and Neo-Babylon, where cocaine is killing the able minds as the U.S. dollar declines and loses its power. In these last days and tense hours spent in mass graves beneath Twin Towers, the invisible empire calls black leaders to expire. Political forces conspire. Even Kennedy was hit by a friendly fire. Bill Gates builds gates around capitalism's feet, as Homeland Security creates a Nazi-like police state with illicit wiretaps, fabricated terrorist attacks, and homegrown anthrax. The Fourth Reich reloaded the matrix with black-on-black hatred, but the Third Eye decoded the secrets in the Book of Revelation, so there's no need for emancipation proclamations. The whole nation is a plantation, with the races racing to outrun racism, as Jim Crow is reincarnated to separate the natives from Satan's incarnation. One mule and 40 acres won't compensate 400 years of blatant hatred, mental enslavement, and the mass incarceration of non-white faces. We exist in the midst of sinister tricks on a mission to diminish the minister's vision of a million men marching in the trenches in defiance of corporate giants and political tyrants, with the world's richest clenched in their pale fists as the poor resist the death kiss from poverty's lips. Our elders rewrote the manual right before our eyes, because in the book of Daniel 7:25, it describes the rise of global apartheid, martial law, and old lies revised. They stole and resold land, air, and water, with new world orders to control all four corners and checkpoints to patrol third world borders. So be careful what you say about Osama bin Laden or Tim McVeigh. You might just wake up the next day in Waco, Texas, or Camp X-Ray. Signs of the Times by Safir Chuma Asafo, reporting from Pennsylvania Penitentiary at Huntington.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.